Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Typhoon Gamey makes landfall in China. A major fire in the Canadian tourist town of Jasper and the surrounding national park. And in sport, the Matildas lose 3-0 to Germany in the Paris Olympics opening game. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Typhoon Gamey has made landfall in China after causing widespread flooding and landslides in Taiwan and the Philippines, which killed at least 21 people. More than 150,000 people living in the southeastern Chinese province of Fujian have been evacuated. Authorities in the Philippines are trying to contain an oil spill after a tanker carrying 1.5 million litres of fuel capsized. The ship was one of two which sank, with the second vessel going down just off Taiwan's southwestern coast. A wildfire is raging through the historic Canadian tourist town of Jasper and the neighbouring national park, with an official from Alberta province saying it's still out of control. The town and the park, which attracts over 2 million tourists each year, were evacuated on Monday when officials believed that 15,000 people were visiting the site. The fire is one of hundreds raging throughout Alberta and British Columbia, and firefighters are attempting to preserve as many structures as possible. Environment Canada predicts 10 to 20 millimetres of rain could fall today, which could help the firefighters. Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney has told NITV that a new generation of Indigenous people is ready to move into the political sphere. Ms. Burney says she'll step down from her portfolio and will not contest her seat at the next federal election. After more than 20 years in state and federal politics, she says she wants to make way for a new generation.
I've seen a younger generation of Aboriginal people, particularly through the referendum, who are ready to take their places in the world, who are taking their places in the world. And I've always felt it very important to recognise that we stand on the shoulders of giants, we stand on the shoulders of others, and I want to be those shoulders into the future.
Meanwhile, Minister for Skills and Training Brendan O'Connor has also announced his retirement. It paves the way for a cabinet reshuffle, with the new cabinet to be announced on Sunday. Human rights organisation Amnesty International says it welcomes the decision by the Australian government to impose sanctions on a number of Israeli settlers, as well as a religious youth group. Seven individuals will face travel bans and financial sanctions for allegedly attacking and killing Palestinians in the West Bank. The religious group Hilltop Youth, which is dedicated to setting up settler outposts, has also been sanctioned. The move comes days after the International Court of Justice ruled that Israeli settlements in the Palestinian territories were illegal. Six Victorian ambulance service workers have been stood down over an alleged $3.5 million embezzlement scam. The employees are from the payroll department and are accused of claiming overtime for hours that they didn't work. All six have been suspended pending an internal investigation. They've also been referred to Victoria's independent broad-based anti-corruption commission. But Scott Crawford from Professionals Australia, which represents the corporate staff at Ambulance Victoria, says the information should never have been made public.
We hold serious concerns about the conduct of senior people in Ambulance Victoria who have leaked sensitive and confidential information. This information prejudices their own investigation. Our members are gagged. Our members have the right to a presumption of innocence. They are entitled to natural justice and procedural fairness.
Hepatitis remains one of the most viral infectious diseases in the world, with data from the World Health Organization indicating it causes the deaths of around 1.3 million people every year. But experts say most types of hepatitis are treatable and are calling for members of the community to get themselves tested to prevent further transmission. They say many people die from the disease due to a lack of knowledge, with only 13% of those living with chronic hepatitis B actually diagnosed. This is due to high infection rates in many developing nations. Stephen Drew, the CEO of Hepatitis New South Wales, explains why the disease appears more in members from multicultural communities who recently came to Australia.
It reflects the prevalence or how common hepatitis is in their home countries. So it is just the simple fact of where they happen to have been born and lived that there is a higher rate of hepatitis B in particular, and therefore the likelihood and chances of them having it when they come to Australia is higher as a result.
And in women's football, the Matildas have lost in their Paris Olympics opening game 3-0 to Germany in a match played in Marseille. The side has two more Pool B games against Zambia and the USA. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.